Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing. And the next chapter is supplier partnership. Friends, in world-class manufacturing, the importance of supplier is very high. And partnership with the supplier is very important, because supplier is giving a very big contribution in our manufacturing. Sometimes, I have seen the companies where they actually make only 15 to 20% of the output, whereas remaining all the parts are supplied by suppliers. So very big contribution in quality, in flow, in just in time, a very big contribution is given by suppliers. So you can see how important is this subject, suppliers partnership. In the 1980s, procurement decisions were based on price and awarding contracts to the lowest bidder. We were asking for quotations and biddings, and then we are seeing who is the lowest bidder. Now, this has become the thing of the past. We now do not sacrifice our quality and timely delivery just by giving contract to the lowest bidder. Deming suggested that long-term relationship, loyalty, and trust should be developed with the supplier. Reduce the number of suppliers and establish a long-term relationship with the supplier. Understand the supplier. Develop the supplier. Then only he will give you quality products just in time. Very, very important. Supplier, very, very important. Very few people understood this particular concept. And now, we now believe that this is a most important thing. Loyalty and trust should be developed within the supplier to ensure improved products and services just in time. In order to maintain pace with today's increased competition, larger organizations are becoming more dependent on suppliers, because thereby you get so many advantages. That's why we are becoming more and more dependent on suppliers, outsourcing. Outsourcing has become a way of life at many companies, as they are looking towards suppliers for solutions. Because we want everything to be done. What is our core competence? Only what we want to do, and we want to outsource the other things to the suppliers. So you can see the importance of suppliers, importance of suppliers' quality, importance of suppliers' relationship and partnership has increased continuously. In today's network economy, few companies do everything on their own. Almost nobody does everything on their own now. They will do only what is their core competence. Suppliers help companies build better products and services. They invest on our behalf. They check quality on our behalf. As more works get outsourced, a company's dependency on suppliers will increase. Yes, sometimes I have seen 80% of the company's output is given by suppliers as the parts. 80% of the dependence is on suppliers. Holding a critical supplier at arm's length doesn't work. We were thinking that supplier should be at arm's length nearby, so he will give it. Merely that does not work. What will work is you need a trusted partner to ensure quality of performance. He will work dedicated to you. He will be devoted to you. He may be a little bit far away from you. He may not be at arm's length, but he will be devoted to your cause. So, from distance also, he will run for you. The moment your email goes, the moment your information goes, the moment your Kanban card goes, he will run for you without any interruption. A partnership can give suppliers greater visibility into how you operate, enabling you and your suppliers to collaborate by reducing costs, improving service quality, and even innovating also. You involve them in your meetings. Whenever you want to produce new products, involve them in the meeting. They will innovate. Their ideas will be some ideas which we have never thought, but very, very beautiful ideas they will give. Involve them in your production meetings. Involve them in your development meetings. Involve them in your R&D. Make them your partners. Just-in-time concept calls for raw materials and components to be delivered in small quantities only when they are required and not before. Kanban, we have discussed this. Whenever we need it, the Kanban card goes and immediately we need the material within the agreed and accepted lead time that we have discussed. Definition of supplier partnership. A commitment over an extended time to work together to the mutual benefit. In ISO 9000, we have seen mutual benefit of suppliers. Sharing relevant information, risks and rewards of the relationship. Share, involve them in the meetings. Tell them what you are doing. Understand what they are doing. Mutual partnership. These relationships require a clear understanding of expectation of each other. Look, you expect something from me. I expect something from you. Understand the expectations of each other and fulfill the expectations. Open communication and information exchange. Mutual trust and common direction for the future. Mutual trust. We have seen trust and integrity are the foundation of our house. We have to work with trust and integrity and total involvement. Vision, mission, goals and objectives. Vision, the supplier's partnership helps in providing economic value to the supply chain through strategic action and engagement. They will be able to produce in the costs which will be very low. We in our company may not be able to produce the parts in that cost. That gives us an economic value to the supply chain. So, we must develop partnership and trust with our suppliers so that they are available to us at beck and call with full involvement and full support. Mission, how to achieve this? Supplier partnerships members work together to improve. Vision is what we see, what we foresee. And mission is how to achieve that vision. And how to achieve is SP's members, that means supplier partnership members, work together to improve value throughout the supply chain. Supplier partnership provides a forum for small, mid-sized and large suppliers to work to learn from each other and share the best practices. Best practices. Not ordinary work. Share the best practices and improve each other while also providing economic value to the organization. Definitely economic value to the organization because they will be producing in the very economic cost, just in time, and so very good quality they will give. Goals, by working cooperatively within the supply chain, companies of all sizes can achieve real improvements while providing value to the participants. Provide a mechanism to collect and share information, data and knowledge and ways to improve their performance. We as an organization must do it with our suppliers. They are our friends. They are our partners. Develop as appropriate that addresses the vision, mission and needs of the organization. So, which are the specific tools for this? Reports and documents provide a foundation, future activities designed to recognize and encourage new approaches. How to sustain? Because whatever we do is not only one day. It is not only one time action. We must sustain. We have discussed since the first chapter that whatever we do, we cannot do as one-time action. We have to sustain, and partnerships with the suppliers also have to sustain. supplier relationship management, SRM, should emphasize compliance. Compliance to regulations. Compliance to laws. Compliance to rules. Conduct. How should be their conduct? Importance. And strategic financing. We must see that they are financed properly. If they are giving you supplies in time, they should get their money in time. They should get their payments in time. How to sustain successful supplier-buyer relationships? The relationship between a supplier and buyer can be complex because each party wants to maximize its time. Each party wants to maximize resources and cash investment. Return on investment is important not only for our organization. It is also for the supplier. We must understand this. So these resources may be competing priorities. What's required to sustain a mutually beneficial relationship is understanding of each other's business needs. I must understand supplier's business needs. He is not there for social work. We should understand. He also has to earn money. He also has to remain in the business. We must take care of our supplier. Not that only we pressurize him to supply the parts in lowest cost. May not be possible for him. He has to also remain in the business. He has to also earn money. He has also to be good, having good morale. He must be happy. Compliance. First thing what I was talking is compliance. What is compliance? It's important that you know with whom you are conducting business. And that means knowing your customer, your supplier and their suppliers and customers. It is necessary steps to ensure that all parties in the supply chain are approved and are not restricted in any way. By adopting such procedures, company sends the message to partners that it is serious about compliance and takes responsibility of the supply chain security. What is compliance? Safeguarding the environment is a global concern. I will now tell you one by one. Compliance means what? We have to comply with safeguarding the environment is now global concern. So every supplier first has to comply. He has to have compliance. Then USA's wood packaging requirements. They have rules and regulations about how to package the in wood. Then European Union's RECH initiative. I will be able to tell you something about this. RECH initiative and then China ROSH program. Also, I will tell you something about it. It's critical for the suppliers to support these regulations. Suppliers have to comply with these regulations. What are these regulations? Some of them I will explain to you. What is RECH? Registration, evaluation, authorization, restriction of chemicals, RECH. It's about chemicals. These are the rules about chemicals. It's a regulation of European Union adopted to improve the protection of human health and environment from the risk that can be posed by chemicals. So, about chemicals, we have to follow these rules given in the RECH REACH. Chemicals, they should not create hazard for human health. They should not create hazard for environment. And then what is ROHS? ROHS is restriction of hazardous substances, is a Chinese government regulation that controls the legal threshold of lead, cadmium, mercury, etc. Administrative measures of control of pollution caused by electronic information products. So it is about pollution, ROSH. And REACH is also about chemicals. So, I will go back to the earlier slide. What you have to comply with is safeguarding the environments is a global concern. So, USA's wood packaging, Europeans RECH, China's ROHS, it is critical for the supplier to support these regulations. These are the regulations, but there are many other regulations. We must see that our suppliers follow all the rules and regulations. That is one thing. Second thing, conduct. Suppliers for larger organizations are subject to more rigorous review, whether they are having proper conduct or not. As companies are more in tune with social responsibility, they need to ensure goods are sourced from suppliers that are fulfilling their codes of conduct. They have to follow the codes of conduct and maintain their own level of financial, environmental, and social responsibility. They cannot avoid this. By having a supplier code of conduct in place, there should be a code of conduct written down. And all suppliers must follow that code of conduct. Business demonstrates their commitment to maintaining high ethical standards. We discussed earlier. Ethics is important in business. Ethical management is important in business. So code of conduct and periodic physical audits are recommended to ensure conduct remains at consistently high level and giving the opportunity to further develop the relationship. So compliance is important. Code of conduct, following of code of conduct is also important. Then strategic financing. While the buyer is looking to get a fair price, yes, we are an organization. We also, we must earn money. Our profitability is also important. So I am definitely expecting a fair price from the supplier. No doubt about it. The supplier has to ensure he is covering cost and of course making a profit. Yes, I want to have fair price. But that doesn't mean that supplier has to lose. He also has to earn. He also has to make profit. It is not always in the buyer's interest to negotiate down to the very lowest price, because ultimately you will get the lowest price, but then you will lose in quality, you will lose in delivery, and you will lose in something. We don't want to lose. So, result can be less trust. Yes, if you negotiate him, if you pressurize him to give the part in lowest price, maybe it will affect the other things, like it will be less trust, less loyalty, because he is not happy, he is not motivated, his morale is very down, because he is losing. So, we must take care that he doesn't lose. In fact, we must take care that he also earns. Many buyers and importers report that price is just one factor in the negotiation. Quality is huge. Price, not very important. We want quality. We want supply in time. They appreciate knowing that. They demand a lot from their supplier and it will be delivered. An organization or customer purchases its requirements, raw materials, components and services from supplier. We are dependent on supplier. Supplier is dependent on us. He must take care of us, but before that, we must take care of him. My boss was earlier telling, you take care of people, people will take care of you. Similarly, I will tell, you take care of suppliers, suppliers will take care of you. Better suppliers' quality, better product quality. Not to be told. It is known. You also know it. That if suppliers' quality is good, my product quality also will be good. So I must take care of supplier. Supplier will take care of my quality. Reasons for partnership. Quality and timely delivery. Just-in-time concept. Already discussed in depth. Just-in-time concept will work only if suppliers are devoted to you. Very clearly, we have discussed. Practice of continuous process improvement. Quality assurance systems, ISO 9000. Increase efficiency. Lower cost. Increase opportunity for innovation. The three elements for partnering are long-term commitment, not short-term commitment. Earlier, what we were doing? Okay, give the supplier, take the money, go. Now, I do not have so many suppliers. I depend on one supplier. Long-term relationship, so that he takes care of me. He is like my lifelong friend. He is my partner. Trust and shared vision. Long-term commitment provides the needed environment for both parties to work toward continuous improvement. Bring them in your meetings. Bring them in your R&D discussion. They will give innovative ideas. Because you have created trust, total organization involvement is necessary, CEO to the workers, right from CEO till the down level of workers. Everyone must be involved. Each party contributes its unique strength to the process. A supplier may only take risk in a long-term commitment. Risk. In a business, everyone has to take risk. But why supplier will take risk? For example, supplier is supposed to invest in a machine costing 45 lakhs for me. Will he do it if he doesn't believe me? Will he invest 45 lakhs if he doesn't have trust in me? Definitely he will. Has to. Dependency is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength of the relationship and is necessary for competitive advantage. A supplier may only take risk if we have long-term commitment and trust. For sustainable relationship, this is important factor. It helps in following way. The strength of partnering is based on fairness and parity. Even in partnership business also, there has to be trust. Otherwise, that will collapse. And here, my organization and my supplier, we must create trust. Trust enables the resources and knowledge of each partner to be combined to eliminate an adversarial relationship. Mutual trust forms the basis for strong and long working relationship. For sustainable relationship, this is important factor. Open and frequent communication. The parties may share or integrate resources. Then shared vision. It is the responsibility of buying organization to involve suppliers in their business. Involve them, call them, discuss with them, involve them in the meetings. By sharing a vision with each other, with buyer and supplier are benefited. Each of the partnering organization must understand the need to satisfy final customer. I must take care of my final customer. And supplier also must take care of my final customer. Though I am his customer, but he should also know who is my final customer. There should be an open and candid exchange of needs, shared objectives and goals. Partners must understand each other's business. These decisions must be formulated and implemented as a team. And for team, everyone must be involved and they must be able to sacrifice their own objectives for the necessity of the team. Following principles are very important. Both the customer and supplier are fully responsible for the control of quality. Both the customer and supplier should be independent of each other. The customer is responsible for providing the supplier with clear and sufficient requirements so that supplier can know exactly what to produce. For example, suppose I give a purchase order to my supplier with a sample that look, you have to produce as per this sample. Then that poor fellow produces as per the sample. And then when the material comes to you, you say, no, it is not okay because it is not as per our present requirement. What is present requirement? Sir, I have made as per your sample. No, that sample is outdated. But then what is the supplier's fault in that? He has made exactly as per your sample. No, your sample is outdated. It is not his fault. He will lose. I have seen in one company where supplier made as per the sample and the company rejected it. And that poor fellow lost money. This should not happen. The customer is responsible for providing the supplier with clear and sufficient requirements so that the supplier can know exactly what to produce. Both the customer and supplier should enter a contract with respect to quality, quantity, price, delivery. It should be written contract so that there is no discussion afterwards. The supplier is responsible for providing the quality that will satisfy the customer. and product quality evaluation methods should be decided by the mutual consent. Amicable settlement of disputes. Continuous information exchange. To maintain an amicable relationship, both the parties should do procurement, production, and inventory planning. Best interest of the end user should be considered while doing business transactions. Take care of each other. That is what I have been talking. Trust, involvement. When these principles are followed in right spirit, it develops very strong emotional bond. Emotional bond is, supplier will feel that it is his duty. Not that just for business sake he is supplying the parts. He will feel that it is his prime duty that the parts must be given to the organization in time. Between customer and supplier, there is an emotional bond that is essential for growth of supplier as well as growth of the organization. Emotional bond, trust, integrity is required. Involvement is required. Sourcing, selection, and ratings of supplier. Now, I will come to the very important part of this supplier partnership. Sourcing, selection, and rating of suppliers is important from long-term relation point of view. Evaluation. Supplier must know where he stands. Sourcing. There are three types of sourcing. Sole sourcing. What is sole sourcing? Organization is forced to use only one supplier. Only one supplier for that part. Total dependency on that supplier. That's all. Technical specifications, patents, raw material location cause this kind of sourcing. I cannot get that particular raw material from any other party. It is not available. So I am forced to take it from them. Patents are there. So I am forced to take from him. Technical specifications only he can do. So I am forced to take from him. So, partnering is a natural consequence to benefit the end user. In case of this sole sourcing, partnering is a natural consequence. If I don't do partnering, I will be losing. Multiple sourcing. Two or more suppliers for an item are used. That is multiple sourcing. There are many suppliers are there. Competition will result in better quality. If there are four suppliers, there will be competition among them about the quality, about the cost, and about the delivery. Then, I have to rate them. Four suppliers, I have to rate them. So, it eliminates disruption of supply due to strikes. Sole sourcing, I am forced to take from one supplier only. But in multiple sourcing, I have four suppliers. Suppose one supplier has a strike, I don't lose. Okay. Initially, I can say that there is an advantage in this. So that I get continuous supplies from at least three of the four suppliers or two of the four suppliers. But I must have partnership with all four of them. Single sourcing, actually, single sourcing and sole sourcing looks similar. But in sole sourcing, I am forced to take it from that supplier. But single sourcing, it is my strategy to establish a long-term relationship with one supplier only. I am not forced. It is my choice. By choice, I take it from one supplier, establishing a long-term relationship with him. A planned decision by the organization to select one supplier for an item when several sources are available. By choice. Not by force. By choice. Advantages for the organization include reduced cost because he is getting the large order. He is able to reduce the cost, which is beneficial for me. Complete accountability. supplier loyalty, partnering, better end product with less variability because he is more involved, he is more sincere, he is more devoted. So he gives me everything in low cost, better quality, reliability, in-time delivery. Advantages for the supplier include new business from the customer. Suppose I produce a new part, new product, I give the order to him only. So he gets new orders, reduced cost of the business and production processes. It has allowed organization to reduce their supplier base. We want to, as a strategy, reduce our supplier base, improve dependency on one supplier with long-term relationship and trust. That is what is our new policy. Supplier selection. Following are the conditions for the selection and evaluation of suppliers. Yes, my technical team will select and evaluate the suppliers. Because if I have to establish a long-term relationship, the supplier should also be capable of giving me all what I want. Because I am his customer. And I have also some requirements. Supplier should be able or capable to give me all of what I want. So I must go and select the supplier. Supplier knows management policy of the organization. Stable management system of supplier, respected by others. Supplier has the capability of dealing with technological innovations. Supplier can supply material quality specifications. Supplier has capability to meet the amount of production. I want 2000 pieces a day. He has the planned capacity or established capacity for 2000 pieces per day. Even more. He doesn't have bottleneck machines so that sometimes he gives me less than 2000. But sometimes he may give me 4000 also if I want. So he has established capacity of what I want. Supplier cannot breach corporate secrets. Supplier is easily accessible in terms of transportation and communication. Supplier is sincere in implementing the contract provisions. Supplier has an effective quality system like ISO 9000. How I select the supplier? All these points are there. If he has ISO 9000, that means he has a very good quality management system and improvement program. The supplier has a track record of customer satisfaction and organization credibility. So all these are points. What points I have said? Supplier knows management policy of my organization. Stable management system of supplier also. Supplier has the capability. Supplier can supply material. Supplier has capability to meet the amount of production. All these points I have said. And supplier has a track record of customer satisfaction. Then he is able to give me whatever I want. These conditions go beyond evaluating a supplier on the basis of quality, price, and delivery. I don't select the supplier only on the basis of lowest price. Price could be high. But these are the criteria. Then supplier rating. Supplier rating is a very effective measure of communicating his performance over a period of time. Generally 1 year. Performance. In case of quality. What is the yield? What is the delivery? On-time delivery percentage? What is the cost? Supplier rating is a very effective measure of communicating his performance over a period of 1 year. This brings clarity between supplier and customer about each other's expectations. Baba, look, I want on-time delivery. I want cost to be controlled by you. And I want 100% parts okay at my premises. Supplier rating system is based on quality, based on delivery and other things. The objectives of a rating system are to obtain overall rating of supplier performance. Performance in case of all these three things. To ensure communication with suppliers in the areas of quality, communication, That means I speak to him. He listens to me. He understands me. And he takes corrective actions as per the requirement of mine. To provide supplier with a detailed and factual record of problems for corrective action. To enhance the relationship between the customer and the supplier. Because when I tell him what I want and where he is lacking, if I tell him in time, he may be able to take corrective actions in time. Supplier certification. American Society of Quality Control, ASQC, has developed following certification criteria. Customer and supplier shall have agreed on specifications which are mutually developed, justifiable and not ambiguous. Mutually developed is underlined. Not that I am forcing him. He has understood me. He has agreed about the quality, about the delivery, about the just in time, about the lead time. He has, and supplier shall have no product related lot rejection for a significant period of time. Then the supplier is certified by ASQC. American Society of Quality Control. Supplier shall have no non-product related rejections. Here, product related rejections also should not be there and non-product related rejections also should not be there for a stated period of time. Supplier shall have no negative non-product related incidents. Supplier shall have a fully documented quality system like ISO 9000. All this is required for a supplier to get a supplier certification. Again, I will see. Customer and supplier shall have agreed on specifications, mutually developed, justifiable and not ambiguous. No product related lot rejection. No non-product related rejection. No negative non-product related incidents. And supplier shall have a fully documented quality system. American Society, supplier shall have successfully pass an on-site system evaluation. Supplier must make inspection and tests, laboratory results and SPC. Supplier shall have the ability to timely provide the inspection and test data. Occasionally, it may be necessary to decertify a supplier as a result of major problem. Benefits of certification. Why supplier should be certified? Because of this particular requirements. Customer-supplier partnership is strengthened. Direct shipment to stock. If supplier is certified, I can allow him to put the parts directly to stock or directly on the assembly line. I believe him so much. Because he doesn't have product related rejections for a long time. He has all the capabilities. Reduction of a supplier numbers to a manageable level, I am able to do that. Benefits of partnership. Expanded recognition in variety of media and events throughout a calendar year. Awareness of your company. Elevate your corporate image. Enhance your reputation as company dedicated to positive development of industry. Potential pitfalls. Yes, some pitfalls are there. Let us discuss them. Fear of unknown concept. Starting early. Poor communication. Impatience. Mistrust. Overdependency. Time and resources. These are the potential pitfalls likely to affect relationship and therefore must be taken care of before entering in relationship. There should not be fear of unknown concept. Then, there should not be poor communication. There should not be impatience. There should not be mistrust. There should not be overdependency. Thank you. These are the important things.